quick point this morning from each of our readings. The second point of the Scout Law. A Scout is loyal. What does that mean to us? I look at the people I know involved in scouting, and I see some of the most loyal people I've ever met. We can maybe counter this with the Christian virtue we call fortitude. The stick-with-itness, as it were. To say, I made some commitments, and I'm going to live up to those commitments. How interesting it is that we as Scouts, we actually make big commitments, like the Scout Oath and the Scout Law. So many people today, in an effort, I think, to try to remain what they would consider free. Free to do whatever I want. They don't like to make commitments. They have this idea that somehow, if I don't commit to anything, that I will be free. Because then I won't have anything I have to do, and I can just do whatever I want. But I think we as Scouts, at least, we know that that's not exactly true. In fact, a lot of us are here because we found a different kind of secret. The fact that if you actually do commit yourself to something, you actually become more free. Because rather than just wandering around wondering, well, maybe I'll run after this, and then I'll try that for a little bit. And, you know, it's good to try different things, especially when you're young. But eventually, you have to decide, I can't do everything. What will I commit to? And then as Scouts especially, when we commit to something, we are called to be loyal. Loyal meaning that we're going to stick with that. I think that's why I love Scouts so much, especially coming down here to the H. Robardo Scout Reservation, because you are surrounded by people who are the embodiment of loyalty. You look around at some of the guys like Deacon Dan up here, Keeper of the Wampum, and we got other of our reservation directors and camp directors here. You look at all those beads, and I don't even wear all of them because they get heavy after a while. So they've stopped putting on the beads from all the years they've been down here. That's loyalty. And you have to ask yourself then, and you should ask them, why? Why do you keep coming back? What is the secret that makes you want to leave everything in the city, all the comforts of home, and come out here to dusty, hot Osceola to live in a little cabin or a tent? Why would anyone in their right mind do that? Well, I ask myself that question too sometimes, especially when I get out here and it's like 100 degrees. We are blessed right now that it looks like we're going to have some pretty nice weather. But most of the time, coming out to camp, it's not exactly a luxurious kind of experience. And yet, we do it every year, and we can't wait to get back to camp. I know I can't wait to get back to camp. I've been in Washington, D.C., stuck in a library, basically, for the last 3 years, getting a canon law degree, and I'm just happy each summer when I get to come back out, leave big fancy Washington, D.C., happily graduated, I get to leave it for good now, and get out to my little cabin in the woods, and get to go out and be in the hot dust of Osceola and be with all of you. That's crazy to most of the world, but to us, it not only makes sense, we can't imagine it any other way. In fact, I had the biggest problems in my life growing up was trying to explain to my mom why someone with a lifeguard certification who can make $7 or $8 an hour in the city instead wants to go work for free out at Boy Scout camp to work twice as hard and twice the hours. And I have to explain to my mom, well, Mom, there's a bead. I get a bead. You know, it's a I might even. I might get paid. To see the look in your mom's. Yeah, wait. You can work for free or $5 a day, is where I started, because you might get paint? Yeah. Isn't that awesome? No, that's crazy. But that's us. Because somehow it keeps us coming back. H. Robardo knew what he was doing when he founded this place, because it keeps us coming back. It allows us, I think, especially for young men, it teaches us that virtue of loyalty. To eventually realize it's not about us. Because it's about us when we start, we just can't wait to get back to camp. Then you start to get older, and you're like, okay, it's not about me anymore. It's about coming back for all those little guys that are going to be maybe becoming Foxmen this session. I'm going to come back for them. And we keep coming back. Eventually, God asks us to make commitments. We see a kind of example in our first reading today. Elisha the prophet, he decides he wants to be a prophet. Good thing. He wants to follow Elijah, the great prophet. He says, I'm going to follow you. And Elijah doesn't exactly believe him. He doesn't know how committed he is. So to show how committed Elisha is, He takes his livelihood. He was a farmer, so he had oxen and a plow. He says, I am so committed to follow you. I'm slaughtering all my cows. Going to have a big barbecue because I'm busting up my plow. I'm going to burn it to create the fire to cook the barbecue. And then I'm going to follow you. Elisha doesn't leave any backup plan. He's like, I'm burning my entire livelihood, so I don't even think about going back to it because I am so committed that God wants me to be a prophet. So he does it. In the gospel, we see people coming to Jesus saying, Jesus, I want to follow you. I think you're awesome. I want to commit to you. Jesus says, really? Okay. Well, then let's go. And they're like, oh, but wait a minute. I got one thing first. So first, let me take care of my mom and dad. Jesus says, no, not enough. You need to be completely committed. Wow, that's quite a commitment. He says, he's got no place even to lay his head. He's got no place to call home. Jesus goes wherever the Holy Spirit leads him. And he wants people that follow him to be able to be that free, to do the same thing. Now, not all of you are called to burn your house down and, you know, follow Jesus. The commitment that each of us are called to make, it might look a little bit different. For me as a priest, yeah, I'm more called to be like the people in the gospel that I literally did. When I went to become a priest, I had to quit my job as a software engineer. I sold my house that I owned, and I moved to a little teeny tiny room in seminary. It felt a lot like the gospel. Like, okay, I just left everything. God is probably, maybe not at this moment, calling anyone to leave everything this morning and follow him. He's probably calling us, though, in little ways to be loyal. Because in the end, when God asks something big of us, it's only because he's asked a lot of little things along the way. We've got this whole session in front of us now. God may ask some big things of us this session. I don't know. But he's probably going to ask a lot of little things. If we want to be able to do the big thing, like the people in the gospel say, Jesus, I will follow you. Well, he's going to ask us to do little things like get out of bed on time. Go help the little scouts that need some help. Go take care of our merit badges. Be nice to the staff. All these things God asks us to do in little ways so we can practice loyalty. To say, I promise to be a good scout. I promise to do all 12 points of the scout law. I'm going to do each of those the best I can today. I will be loyal to my commitments. Someday, God is going to ask you to do something big. Maybe, like, saying, I'm going to move away from what I was doing to do something else. Change my major. Change my career. Leave what I was doing to become a priest, maybe. In a crowd like this, there's at least two, probably three of you that are called to priesthood. I don't know. Someday God might ask for something big like that. This session, he's just asking you to be totally committed. So, what a blessing to start with Mass, so we can kind of put the whole session in God's hands. To know that he's got a plan, we are committed to be here. The great thing about Bartle is, I was on staff at Nash too, and I lived 15 minutes from Camp Nash. At Camp Nash, people come and they go, and they come and they go, because right in the city, and oh, I'm going to leave now, I'm going to get a baseball game, I'm going to leave and I'm going to play soccer. Bartle's a little bit nicer, because most of the time, not that people don't come and go, but for the most part, we're down here for the 10 days. I just invite you to give yourself over to that. Whatever God wants, take some time just to ask God, what do you want this session? And then commit to that. Say, God, I will give you these 10 days for you to work. Listen to his voice and then say yes. I don't know what that will look like, but I know that a week from now when we're back here, it's going to be pretty cool to see what God has done this session. I see a lot of five-cent steaks, a lot of grave pouches. So some people will have some additional adornments when we gather next Sunday, and that will be awesome. But I pray that God will bless you this session. Say yes to whatever he asks you to do. Might be big, probably going to be small. But in the end, you will get to reap the reward of the virtue of loyalty when we are done.